This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Zimbabwe's rival political parties wrapped talks in South Africa. President Robert Mugabe's reps met with the Movement for Democratic Change Party, but the opposition leaders stressed they were not formal negotiations. NPR's Afibia Quist-Arkton has more.
As a first step, Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, insisted that his negotiators were setting out conditions under which talks with President Mugabe's representatives could take place after his disputed re-election last month. Tsvangirai said nothing could happen until Mugabe's party militias ended state-sanctioned violence and repressive legislation designed to silence the Zimbabwean people. He also demanded the release of more than 1,500 political prisoners. And Tsvangirai called for an expanded mediation team to include a permanent envoy from the African Union. Mugabe has insisted that any negotiations and the opposition must first recognize his controversial re-election as president. The West has called for UN sanctions against Zimbabwe.
NPR's Afibia Quist-Arkton reporting. The Zimbabwe talks were about political power. In China, they're talking nuclear weapons. Talks on North Korea disarming entered their second day. The U.S. and four of North Korea's biggest Asian neighbors are there. Earlier, North Korea agreed to cooperate on its nuclear program in exchange for energy and other aid. Now, time to talk details. North Korea says it hasn't gotten the promised power help. In turn, the U.S. says the North has a ways to go on disclosure. A shooting in North Korea is further complicating its relations with South Korea. A soldier in the north shot and killed a tourist from the south. She apparently wandered off a resort into a military area. The tourist was there as part of a government program to increase cross-border ties. News of the shooting just hours after South Korea's president gave a nationwide address calling for more contact between the Koreas. Several hundred coral species could be gone. NPR's John Nielsen has the story on an alarming new study.
Coral reefs harbor a quarter of the species found in the oceans, but a new assessment of the status of about 850 different coral species says those reefs are in big trouble. The study concludes that a third of the coral species on Earth are now facing what's described as an elevated risk of extinction. Basically, that means they're either rare or rapidly declining. The results appear to show a link between new outbreaks of diseases that kill corals and warm waters linked to climate change. There are a few bright spots in this new report as well. One appears to show that in some parts of the Pacific, coral reefs are finding ways to thrive in warmer waters.
NPR's John Nielsen reporting. The Federal Communications Commission chief is slapping down Comcast on internet access. He wants them punished for blocking access of certain users. The complaint is Comcast restricted access for customers using file sharing software. Comcast says it was just trying to manage traffic to make sure heavy file swappers didn't slow things down for others. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Coral reefs or reeves. It's reefs.
I think reefs.
Yeah. Reefs. I checked out the internet. There are about four entries for coral reeves, including a girl on classmates.com.
I think it's that could be a good celebrity baby name if Keanu has kids.
Ooh, I'll put that in the memory bank.